Why would I ask you a question if I already knew the answer? Well, maybe I want to see if you know the answer. What is the square root of 81? What are the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit? Or maybe I want you to find the answer. Where did I work the summer before I entered into the seminary? Or maybe I just want you to know that I already know the answer. Did you leave the milk out on the counter after breakfast this morning? We both know the answer, but there's a reason for asking and a reason for answering. So when you talk to Jesus, there isn't anything you tell him that he doesn't already know. But he still wants you to tell him. I believe it is that fact that sheds light on today's gospel. Truth be told, this gospel can be hard on the ears. Is it true that Jesus first ignores the Canaanite woman, then tells her that his mission is not for her, then uses a demeaning term to refer to her? Well, let's ask, what brought this woman to Jesus in the first place? It had to be her faith. Not just curiosity or desperation. Keep in mind, she was not Israelite. She was Canaanite. They got their name from Canaan, who was the grandson of Noah. At any rate, somewhere along, the Canaanites had veered off from following the Lord. So for her to say, "Have pity on me, son of David," already indicates her faith. Because David is indicating a belief that Jesus was the Messiah. But did Jesus need to be convinced that she believed? Of course not. He knew her faith. That's one of the great misinterpretations of today's gospel, that Jesus was somehow narrow-minded or uninformed or even prejudiced. To make any of those conclusions is to conclude that Jesus wasn't God. I've made statements that are narrow-minded and uninformed and even prejudiced, but that's because I'm human and only human. Jesus was also human, but not only human, also divine. Which means that he knew who the woman was, knew how great her faith was, and knew that her persistence and articulation would strengthen that faith and give witness to those who supposedly were Israelites, but not nearly as strong as she was. So if God knew everything about the Canaanite woman, what does he know about me? Well, everything. So if he challenged her to manifest her faith, even though he already knew it, what about me? When I confess my sins in confession, I'm not telling the Lord something he doesn't already know. But by demanding that I articulate it, that I put it into words out loud, He's strengthening my sorrow for what I've done and my desire to be forgiven. When I pray, for example, when I prayed last week that God would help heal my cousin's daughter from leukemia, does God not want that too? Does God not know that I want that? Of course he knows that. But perhaps he wants to know how much it means to me and how willing I am to bring it to him. You know, these last 5 months, you might say, well, it's been harder for me to want to confess my sins. It's been harder for me to want to pray. Now, it's possible that it's been easier for you in these 5 months. Strange things have happened. But some would say, why would I want to do those things? God already knows what I have to say. Well, that's true. But how well do you know what you have to say? How well do you believe it? Can you show your faith and determination like a woman from Canaan who would not take no from Jesus for an answer?